Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You haven't any of it?
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Hail to the king, baby.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. As I sit here, I am the undisputed, undefeated, defending heavyweight champion of the world, folks. And, of course, I've been defending that title on the radio for better than 27 years. And, of course, we are just a few hours away from UFC 3 on Fox TV. That's right, Fox TV. I'm not talking about FX Cable. I'm not talking about some offshoot website. I'm not talking about pay-per-view. I'm talking about Fox TV, which in the San Francisco Bay Area is Channel 2. And that'll start at 5 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Of course, some of the fights on there have Nick Diaz's brother, Nate Diaz, taking on Jim Miller. Of course, Diaz rebounding, having a couple of big wins of late. He's 15-7, taking on Miller, who's 15-1. And the co-main event, of course, is going to be a barn burner as well, because Josh Koscheck, who twice lost to Georges St. Pierre, who's considered like the best UFC or the best MMA fighter out there in the minds of a lot of people, the UFC 170-pound champ, who's currently recovering from a torn and repaired ACL. He's one of my favorite guys, Koscheck, because I get to see him on TMZ once in a while as he's exiting the clubs. He's got suicide blonde hair. What I mean by a suicide blonde is that his hair is dyed by his own hands. But, you know, he's 17-5. He's 32, 33 years old now, and he's getting long in the tooth, and they think that, you know, he's going to lose tonight. And I just don't think so. I think that he's on top of his game, and I just don't think that being second to Georges St. Pierre, being the Avis of rent-a-car in the world of MMA to Hertz, is such a bad thing. So we'll talk about that card and a whole lot more in the world of MMA. In fact, about 20, 25 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in the most prolific MMA writer in history, the genius himself. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, MMA Hour. If you want to join us on the phone lines, it's toll-free. All across America, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/7/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
On schedule for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And at one of the best rounds of the year.
You're tuned to Ring Clock Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. This is your Strike Force report. Of course, Strike Force coming back to the HP Pavilion, where it all started in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, USA. Of course, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship, 2 weeks from today, May 19th. As I said, the HP Pavilion on Showtime as well. Josh Barnett, 36-5, the former UFC heavyweight title holder, a man who I've had on the show in the past, taking on undefeated Daniel Cormier, 15-0. That is the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. That determines who will be the next Strikeforce heavyweight title holder. In the supporting main event, a kid from San Francisco, California. That's right, the city by the gay, city by the bay, call it what you want. Gilbert Melendez, 29 years old, 155 pounds, 20-2, taking on Josh Thompson, who comes in at 33 years old. He's 19-4-1. Of course, that is May the 19th in San Jose, California. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster locations. And I think they start off at $45 and they top off at $175. So it's a great deal. If you've never seen an MMA event live, Strikeforce brings it. I mean, this crowd will be rocking. The entire HP Pavilion will be shaking and rumbling from the people screaming. I mean, this will be an event, no question about that. And of course, and then in July, Strikeforce comes back to the HP Pavilion, and they're bringing none other than the hottest attraction in all of MMA right now. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I mean, Ronda's amazing. She can talk the talk. She can walk the walk. She's like the Caucasian version of Muhammad Ali in MMA, and she's female. She talks a lot of smack. She backs it up. She shoves people at weigh-ins. I mean, she's violent when she gets in the ring. I mean, she's as tough as hell. She's got 5-0, a 5-0 record with 5 stops, 5 arm bars, all submissions. That last girl she fought, Maisha Tate, was considered like one of the better fighters in MMA. And she took her out. Took her more 4 minutes and 57 seconds to do so. But in that 4 minutes and 57 seconds, when you combine all her 4 prior fights, that fight was longer than all the 4 of the previous events she had been in. So she's 5-0. She's never went into the second round. I think that she is the upcoming star in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, she doesn't take any steroids, and she's not like Chris Cyborg, who needs a shave at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, Chris finally getting caught last December by the California State Athletic Commission after for years being suspected of being on steroids. I mean, years. I mean, they were just, I mean, it was like you looked at her, you think, Jesus, chick's on steroids. She got the body of a dude, okay? And of course, she beat Gina Carano in one of the biggest fights in MMA history as far as ratings were concerned on Showtime. And, of course, the sold-out HP Pavilion had about 19,000 people there that night. But when you look at the career of Gina Carano, had it been not for that fight with Chris Cyborg Santos, she'd be an undefeated Hollywood star now. Of course, her next movie, after starring in Haywire just a few months ago, and, of course, she was on the show here, I guess about the time Haywire hit the movie theaters, she'll be doing In the Blood, which will feature a lot more of Gina Carano. Gina Carano's not hard to look at. Neither is Ronda Rousey. I mean, they're both good-looking women. And you know, looks do play a part. I mean, nobody wants to look at a chick with all these muscles that looks like she needs a shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, they want to see women compete, but they want to see real women compete. They don't want to see pumped up women on steroids competing like it was back in the 60s and 70s when those Russian women would compete in the Olympics, weightlifting, you know, and they look like men. People don't want to see that. People want to see real women fight real women. And now, of course, these real women are stepping out. You're seeing it in Bellator. You're seeing it in Strikeforce. It hasn't come to the UFC yet, although Ronda Rousey did visit the Ultimate Fighter house for part of the Ultimate Fighter series, I believe, in the last episode, which sort of should have made a pop in ratings, but it didn't. The ratings were at an all-time low. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, the Dominic Cruz, who's a hell of a fighter, no question about that. He's going to take on Uriah Faber when this Ultimate Fighter series is over in the championship, the finales. And I think they're two coaches. They fought each other before. I think that neither of them really bring the type of personality to the television camera that you need. I mean, Faber talks tough, and Dominic Cruz not the greatest talker in the world. So I think the coaches carry a lot of weight. That's why I think guys like Josh Barnett, who's going to be the, you know, the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, I think, come May 19th. I think, without a doubt, in my mind, he's going to beat Daniel Cormier. I don't think, you know, Cormier's 15-0 record. He's made a lot of guys submit. He's knocked guys out. I mean, it's impressive on paper, but when you stack him up against Josh Barnett, the experience factor, the fact that Barnett's been around the block, as I said, he's 36-5. He's got almost three times as many fights as Daniel Cormier has. I just think that Josh Barnett's going to win. We'll talk with Dave Meltzer about that in just a minute. But, of course, Strikeforce coming back May 19th on Showtime, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, unless you can pick it up on one of those live feeds and watch it at 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast. You can pick up one of those live feeds on the Internet. Speaking of Internet live feeds, you know, Vince McMahon is not happy that a lot of his events are ending up on these various live cable feeds. And talk about Internet websites in Brazil and in Mexico and in the UK and things like that. He's upset about it. But how are you going to stop it? I mean, if a guy's taking a live telecast and putting it up on the Internet, how are you actually going to stop it when you've got thousands of people around the world with the ability to do so and hundreds of people doing it? You just can't. I mean, you can shut down one website after another. I remember Justin.TV, which I used to broadcast live on. They used to air a lot of fights live, WWE events, UFC events, major boxing events. And, of course, they ended up getting shut down, a lot of their live broadcasts, you know, because that's where the companies would call. In fact, I think the UFC, Dana White and his people, have like a staff of like 25 or 30 people that do nothing but cruise the Internet during the fights and find out which sites are carrying their events illegally. And then they get a hold of the people and say, pull it down or we're going to sue you. And they've been pretty successful at that, at preventing that, because you don't see a lot of UFC live streaming events around the world like you do boxing and wrestling events. But at the end of the day, how can you really stop it? You know, the Internet is a monster. I mean, if you've got a guy coming from Iceland and he's watching the fight on free TV and he's converting it over to his Internet feed and he's putting it up on his website, how can you stop him? How can you go to Iceland and sue him? Or how can I even know who he is? Suppose he has a blind IP address. Okay, or he's going through stealing the guy next door's Internet signal. I mean, you know, how can you stop that? You just can't. So I think the Internet's here to stay. I think that these live feeds are here to stay. I think these live illegal feeds are here to stay. And as far as boxing is concerned, I prefer to watch the English fights, and you can catch them on the web. I'm talking about the English boxing matches that are shown in the UK, but their boxing matches emanating from the United States. I think the English people do a whole lot better job describing boxing. But as far as these live feeds are concerned, I don't think there's any way you're going to stop it. And speaking of live feeds, there'll be a live fight today, of course, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, live on Fox TV. Of course, the main event is going to be a smoker. The supporting acts are going to be great fights. And I think the one heavyweight fight on the card that's sort of piqued my curiosity, because I had both men on last week's show. I'm talking about LeVar Johnson, a man who's got a curious past, because, you know, there were some shots being fired in a park, and he put himself in front of a little girl, and he took a bullet for a little girl, so the little girl didn't take the bullet. I mean, he's a brave guy. He's taking on my man, Pat Barry. Pat Barry is 7-4. I think Mr. LeVar Johnson, something like 20-2. He's got 14 first-round KOs. So LeVar is going to be the favorite, no question about it. But, you know, when I look back at things, I'm just hoping that Pat Barry can hang in there and to hang tough, because I think he's a bad dude. I think he's a tough guy, and I think that, you know, this should be a make-or-break fight for Pat Barry. 7-4. If he goes to 7-5, it's not going to be that easy for him. Of course, tonight, Nick Diaz's brother, Nate Diaz, is in the main event. As I said, 15-7, taking on Jim Miller, who comes in at 21-3. Josh Koscheck is on the card as well. He's taking on Koscheck is probably, as I said, the hottest fighter on TV on the world of TMZ. I mean, outside of that skank Kim Kardashian and her family, he does pretty well in the club scene down there in L.A. Josh is 17-5, and I'm hoping that he comes through tonight. Of course, he had a big win against Matt Hughes, stopping the ex-champion with a knockout and one, and a split decision over Matt Pearson in his last two fights. And he's taking on Johnny Hendricks, who's 12-1. I think he's got enough left to beat Johnny Hendricks. We'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, it should be a good fight card tonight on Fox TV, beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific time. The Facebook fight starts at 4 o'clock. So if you want to watch the UFC on Facebook, you can go to Facebook and watch a couple of UFC fights in all. I think there's going to be like, let me look at them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's going to be about 11 fights on this card. So the card will be stacked. You can watch some of it on Facebook, Fuel TV, and then, of course, live on pay-per-view on Fox TV. I'm so used to seeing the UFC on pay-per-view, UFC 145, UFC 146, UFC 149. I mean, they're all pay-per-view shows. So now that they're going with Fox TV, it's hard for me to get it straight. But tonight, Fox TV, the Fox Network, not FX Cable, not Fuel TV, not some obsolete website. We're talking about Fox TV, the one that shows the NFL. They'll have the UFC live, UFC 3 live on Fox TV tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. It'll be live coming to you, I believe, from East Rutherford, New Jersey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. The God himself, the most prolific writer in the history of mixed martial arts, Mr. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, up next right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Minsu Kim trying to keep him in the top. That's it. Eating him. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Excited here at ringside.
Bringing us back from the break. Ah. Victoria Barkley, Barbara Stanwyck, of course, the Big Valley. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. I want to thank Sharon Sangera of Vincent Magazine, the editor-in-chief. Of course, she spent some time with me on last week's show, and she was a great, great, great guest, and she's got a nice little publication put together there. But nobody comes close to my next guest when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. He is an iconic figure, a most prolific writer in the history of MMA. I consider him one of the greatest writers I've ever read, and I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. Dave, with an introduction like that, should we just stop at that point or what?
I can't beat that.
Can't beat that. Life treating you okay down there in Silicon Valley?
Yeah, everything's cool. Everything's cool. Big day today.
Big day, of course, in the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, we've got the MMA Live, the UFC number 3 on Fox TV, and, of course, the prelims. Will the prelims be on Fuel TV and Facebook or just Facebook?
No, there's an hour on Facebook that starts at 1 o'clock our time, okay. And then from 2 to 5, they'll have 6 matches on Fuel TV, so that's not simultaneous.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked everybody I've had on this show thus far. Do you get Fuel TV?
Yes, I do.
Well, what cable system do you have?
It's on DirecTV Channel 618.
Okay, then you're one of the DirecTV folks. That's where you'll get Fuel TV, because nobody I know, Brian Alvarez, your buddy, doesn't get it. Of course, he has the Wrestling Observer radio show here 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. But he doesn't get it up there in Seattle, Washington. I don't get it with my Comcast network, and we've got all kinds of channels.
It's in about 30% of the country.
Okay. Now, is Dana White in the UFC, why did they go to Fuel TV? What was the reason behind
that? It was more to get on Fox, and it was part of Fox's leverage.
Okay.
Fox was using them to get more cable companies to pick up Fuel. The idea was they would put live events on Fuel TV, and people would get really frustrated, and they would call their cable company and go, how come we don't get Fuel TV? We want to get it. And that's how they would build up Fuel TV. That was Fox's strategy. Whether it's going to work or not, time will tell.
Okay, now Spike TV built their reputation on the UFC, didn't they?
Yeah, I would have to say. I mean, they did really, really well the 5 years that they had, WWE Raw before they lost it back to USA. But since 2005, UFC was their flagship programming for sure.
Okay, speaking of the World Wrestling Entertainment, Mr. Vince McMahon, I read, I think in your latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, folks, and it comes out once a week, it's like 40 or 50,000 words. I don't know how this man does it. I just don't know. I don't think he ever gets any sleep. I've got to accuse you of, like, living on coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but I don't sleep much either.
Anyway, you were talking about Vince McMahon having this stockholders meeting, and he didn't seem to be all that happy. Is he finally starting to age?
I wasn't there, but I talked to people who were there, and they said that, without the makeup that he uses on television, yeah, he's really starting to age. He's 66 years old, and he's lived, he's lived a life of, I wouldn't say a hard life, but it was a life of, not sleeping and everything. I mean, he was a workaholic, since day one, really.
And he did, in fact, take steroids for a while, right?
He admits to that. It's just a question of how long you want to say a while is. I mean, it could be a long while.
Okay, a long while. Speaking of steroids now, Alistair Overeem tested, as far as that testosterone rating, like 14 to 1. There's only one guy I know that's tested higher than that. He was a boxer, and he had a broken neck, and it was Vinny Pazienza. And somebody told me that his level, somebody with the Athletic Commission of Nevada told me that his level was like 35-1. Is that possible?
I don't know. Chris Benoit was 59.6-1.
Holy.
When he died.
When he died, he was 59.6?
59.6-1 when he died, yes.
When he killed himself?
When he killed himself. At the time of his death, yes.
Okay, of course.
When they did his autopsy, they found he was, yeah. Chael Sonnen was actually 17-1 when he tested positive in California.
Okay, speaking of Chael Sonnen, now he's going to take on Anderson Silva. That'll be on July 7th in Las Vegas or what? Now, what happened to the June 23rd card in Brazil? Is that dead?
It's still going to happen in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, most likely. They actually haven't announced the city, but that's probably the city. But it's going to be a stripped-down card. You know, it's going to be in an arena. They better announce it because, you know, we're only a couple, you know, we're pretty close to June 23rd, and they've made no announcement. But it will remain a pay-per-view with Vitor Belfort and Vanderlei Silva as the main event. And actually, that's the only really strong match. So it's probably going to be – my guess is that it will probably be – the lowest purchased UFC pay-per-view since 2005. Or if not, it's going to be pretty darn close to it.
Now, Vitor Belfort and Wanderlei Silva are the coaches of the Ultimate Fighter Brazil, which I've caught a couple times on the web. And from what I'm reading in your newsletter, not too many people are watching this, huh? Not here in the United States.
Not here. In Brazil, actually, a lot of people are watching it.
Brazil is number...
market. But it's weird because Fuel, you know, Fuel had... they wanted it on Fuel simultaneously. So, you know, I mean... For at least some of their audience could watch it, and Fuel didn't want to air it until after this Ultimate Fighter season's over. But to me, it's kind of renders useless when the pay-per-view championship matches on June 23rd, and then you start, then the show will start like on June 15th, and you already know who won the you already know who won the finals.
Okay, what are they going to fight at? 205-pound Silva in Belfort.
185.
185.
Yeah.
Can they both make that weight comfortably?
Vitor made it the last time. Vanderlei made it the last time too. So yeah, I mean it's probably not easy for Vitor, but he can do it.
What happened to him? He was a phenom. I mean, you know, 8 or 10 years ago, he was considered like a god. What happened to him?
I think that mentally he wasn't good with the pressure. Also, the standard of the fighters got better, and you know, it's. I think the drug testing played a part in it. I think there's a lot of factors. You know, you got to remember when Vitor was the phenom, he was 230 pounds and he was ripped at 230. I mean, now we're talking about a guy fighting at 185. So, I mean, that tells you something right there. But you know, and again, I think that you know, the thing he had going for him was that he was a good grappler, pretty strong, very strong really, and he had excellent hands. But he broke his hands several times, and I think that kind of played. You know, when you keep breaking your hands because you punch so hard, kind of starts playing in your mind, and I think that happened to him as well. There are a lot of things, but he's still a top-level fighter.
Okay. Somebody sent me an email the other day and asked me what happened to MMA in Japan. Of course, the UFC was there, and they did real well, but outside of the UFC being there for that one event, is MMA dead in Japan?
It still exists, but it's at the club level. So, I mean, I would say it's, dead probably isn't the word, but it's, you know, it's not like a mainstream thing or a big-time thing that it was, you know, even a couple of years ago. And, you know, I mean, again, when you talk about like 7-8 years ago, it was gigantic there, much bigger there than it ever was here. But, yeah, I mean, to me, Japan is that cautionary tale. And I always tell people about, you know, that they go, oh, you know, it's growing. And it's like, you know, Japan was just phenomenally popular, and then all of a sudden, a couple of years later, it was almost non-existent. And part of that was the Yakuza scandal. That really hurt it. But they were still going to fade because it was one of those things where they had a big audience that came in around a certain group of stars, and then those stars got old. And it's the same thing that's happening to UFC. And they never were able to get the next generation. You know, like Sakuraba was so big, Yoshida was big.
Crow Cop,
Vanderlei Silva, and, you know, Crow Cop and Vanderlei Silva came to the United States, and Sakuraba and Yoshida got old and started losing, and they never could create the next generation of stars, and that's the game UFC has. You know, I mean, Liddell is gone, Couture is gone, Lesnar's gone. They still got GSP. Anderson Silva's 37-ish, 36, 37, and probably, you know, only has a few fights left. So it's up to UFC to get the John Jones and the Ben Henderson. And
the Ronda Rouseys.
Ronda Rousey's another one. Yeah, get those people over to be superstars. And I'm not saying it can't happen. It absolutely can. That's the same thing boxing's got with, you know, I mean, like, boxing post Mayweather and Pacquiao. They all got the same problem. And it's a question of how they're going to fill that problem and who's going to come up that's going to tell the tale for you know, everyone, really.
Well, Mayweather and Pacquiao ain't going to happen because Pacquiao would get spanked in that fight. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll continue with the god of MMA. I'm talking about the most prolific writer, folks, in the history of the sport, Mr. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. In fact, if you want to check out a copy of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, go to WrestlingObserver.com, and you can subscribe to this issue per issue. I mean, I get it every week, and I enjoy it. And it's, to me, it's my aunt calls it like my national. It's not the National Enquirer. It's like my life magazine. I love it. I treasure it each and every Friday that he shows up. Shows up first-class mail. I think he mails it out like a day and a half before. But the bottom line is the Wrestling Observer Newsletter rocks. If you're an MMA fan, you've got to have this. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the strike.
The Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Final will be May 19th at the HP Pavilion. I call it the House of Gina, Bill. Of course, Gina Carano and Kung Lee were such big stars down there, and they drew great numbers. And now, of course, it's left up to Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. Cormier 15-0, Josh Barnett 36-5, going for the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship of the Strikeforce MMA organization. That's on May 19th, and I think tickets start at $45 and top off at $175. You'll want to see that. I've got to ask my current guest, the man himself, Mr. Dave Meltzer. I like Josh Barnett in this fight, even though the other guy's undefeated. Am I right or am I wrong? Where are you leaning on this one?
I got to lean towards, you know, here's the thing. You kind of have to look the way they match up. And I don't think Josh Barnett's going to get him to the ground, but if he does, Josh Barnett's very good at submissions. So he would have a good chance there. Standing up, Barnett has so much more experience, but Cormier has improved so much in a short period of time. But he also was coming off a badly broken hand. So he's kind of like, you know, during that period he was down, you know, he didn't improve. So Barnett's got, the experience level is a big thing here because Barnett, Barnett's been around since the late 90s. And they're both roughly the same age, so it's not even a big age difference. Whereas Cormier, you know, came out of the Olympic wrestling. He's only been in the game 2-3 years. But Cormier's the better athlete of the two, so I don't I see him as having a chance, but I just think that Barnett knows it's just too ring-wise for him at this stage. But we'll see.
Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. What's Melendez now? 20-2. Josh Thompson, 19-4-1. One guy's 29, the other guy's 33. They're fighting 155 pounds. Dave, give us your insight on this one.
Well, they fought twice. The first fight, Thompson beat him pretty handily. It was a shock. It was a huge upset at the time. The second fight, Melendez won solidly, which was probably one of the great MMA fights in the history of MMA. It's actually, to me, it's one of the most underrated fights of all time, and I don't know why. I mean, I was there live, and it was better than most fights that people talk about as all-time classics.
Better than Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson last November?
I actually thought it was better than that. And they were both in San Jose. I would call it the best fight ever in San Jose, the second Melendez-Thompson. But Thompson has been plagued by injuries, so and his last fight he didn't look good, and that's why Melendez is a heavy favorite. The thing with these two is that they have trained together a lot. And so that, in theory, you know, Thompson in the first fight knew everything Melendez was going to do, I think before Melendez even knew he was doing it. It was incredible to watch. The second fight turned into a brawl, and Melendez was a lot more ready for Thompson and beat him. I think that, Melendez has been fighting steadily, and Thompson's just been hurt and hurt all the time, unfortunately. So I think that you got to go with Melendez here.
Okay, what's the story on Ronda Rousey? Now, I know this May 19th card at the HB Pavilion was supposed to be followed up in July by a card headlined by Ronda Rousey. Now I'm hearing that Fuel TV is going to go July 11th with a Wednesday night show, which in the HP Pavilion, I have to agree with you, is not going to draw too many people. I don't care who they've got on the car, but Wednesday night, not the biggest night to draw people into a live MMA event. But what happens to the Ronda Rousey card? Is that done?
No, Ronda Rousey and Sarah Kaufman are supposed to fight at some point in July was the last I heard when I asked, but the site hasn't been announced in the date. It will be a Saturday night on Showtime, but I don't know which Saturday.
You know, why? You know, I had Gina Carano on the show a couple of months ago when she was doing the Haywire movie, doing the interviews, you know, just before the debut of the movie. And that was one of the highest rated shows I ever had. And I've been doing this a long time, 27 years. And I was told, I think Brian Alvarez or somebody told me that when you did a story on Ronda Rousey on Yahoo Sports, that was one of your hottest, or if not the hottest, your hottest, one of the hottest articles you'd ever written for Yahoo Sports as far as numbers are concerned. Is that true?
I don't remember exactly, but the Yahoo numbers for the Ronda Rousey-Misha Tate fight, the coverage of it the next day were very high. I mean, that I do remember. It wasn't Gina Carano numbers. I mean, I remember when I wrote for Yahoo, I mean, if it was Gina Carano or Brock Lesnar or, those would be the two guys. And Kimbo Slice was the other one. That if you did a story on them, the numbers would go through the roof. They were like the big three as far as, I guess, mainstream people curiosity.
Okay, now Brock Lesnar's gone back to the world of wrestling entertainment. Got a big deal. What do you got, 30 dates for $5 million or something like that?
Something in that range, yeah.
Okay, so he's already committed to like 5 dates thus far. Does that mean he's going to have to spread these dates out? Is this going to be till next year or what?
It's supposed to end at WrestleMania this coming year, yeah, which would be April 1st or April, whatever it is, early April in New Jersey.
So but, what would be the main event there, Brock Lesnar and who?
We don't know yet. It could be Brock Lesnar and The Rock. It could be Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. Could be Brock Lesnar and Steve Austin. One of those three, I would guess.
So you anticipate Steve Austin coming back, neck issues and all, for this one fight?
A week or two ago, we were in Vegas, and he directly said that he says it's touch and go. I think there's a part of him. I think he could come back for one match physically. I don't think he would want to come back for more than that. But I think he wants it to be the perfect match. Now, the thing is that Lesnar's that match, if it's handled correctly. I think that he doesn't want it to come back and just be a match on the card. To him, it's not worth it. So there's been a lot of talk of him and CM Punk. But perhaps that would be the match. Who knows? But there's it's possible, but he's not committed to the show now. The Rock is committed to doing the show.
Okay. Speaking of Lesnar, him and John Cena did a pay-per-view, and it was quite entertaining. In fact, it sort of looked real. It didn't look like it was a worked match. It looked real. I mean, Lesnar was hitting him with some hard shots, and it was like, how can I put this? Out of character for pro wrestling. It looked realer than worked fights. I mean, did Cena
That's why the match worked.
Because of the fact that Cena took such a beating, or what?
Because Cena took such a beating, and because it had a realistic flair, I mean, to it that most pro wrestling matches don't. I mean, people were kind of shocked into. I mean, I've seen that before in pro wrestling where, you know, not even necessarily super stiff, although that could be part of it, but just a certain way of working that the wrestlers are so good that they get you into actually forgetting that you're watching pro wrestling and thinking that you're seeing a real fight. I mean, it's something that they do to the audience, and it's very rare. And Lesnar and Cena were able to do it, so I think that made for a phenomenal match.
Was the last guy to be able to do that Bruiser Brody?
No. I've seen guys do that. Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle did that in a pay-per-view match I think it was in Boston a couple years ago. They worked that kind of a style. In Japan, I see it all the time. I mean, Bruiser Brody was real good at it. I think Bruiser Brody did it without being as stiff as these guys that I'm talking about. Not that he wasn't stiff, but but what Brody did was he picked a spot where you would kind of like it's pro wrestling match, boom. You know, and then everyone's like that. And then from that point on, he made it like it's not a pro wrestling match, and it had a certain, a certain feel to it that you know, most guys of that era couldn't get. I've seen plenty of guys do that since Brody. Brody was very good at it. They tell me Johnny Valentine was better than Brody at it, but Johnny Valentine was kind of before my time.
Okay, well, Ray Stevens, I thought, was
Ray Stevens was a phenomenal worker.
Yeah, but he also put on, maybe I'm biased because I used to watch him at the Cow Palace every couple of weeks or once a month at least, and then go to various arenas around Northern California, the San Jose Civic Auditorium, the Stockton Civic Auditorium, Sacramento, Richmond. I mean, yeah, I'd watch Ray Stevens perform all over the Bay Area. Of course, that's when Roy Shire had the hottest territory in all of wrestling. But I just, when I look back at it, the guy was only 5'8", 5'9", but, you know, he was, like you said, he was one of the best workers of all time. And I know he died, and it's been, what, 1996 or 1995 from that heart attack. Yeah, it's been a while, but his memories of Ray Stevens on Channel 2 trying to intimidate Walt Harris, who didn't go for it, and then him, you know, playing the game with Hank Renner. I thought that was some entertaining stuff. Now, before I get back to the world of UFC and the UFC on Fox, and I got one more question to ask you about wrestling. Now, you know I was a big TNA fan, and, I mean, I was. I don't watch it anymore. A lot of people don't. What happened?
They lost their way a long time ago. They're really trying to get it back. I think that the TV the last couple of weeks has had some improvement to it. I've enjoyed the last couple of shows, but so many people gave up a long time ago. They're paying for the mistakes that they made. And I don't think that the people who were running it really fully understood the crowd and what they were looking for. And I think that they ran a lot of viewers off. And then even viewers that still watch, they don't watch with the same kind of fervor or interest, and that's why, you know, the arena shows and the pay-per-views don't really draw very well.
Okay, tonight on Fox TV, beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific time, it's 8 o'clock out there on the West Coast, Fox TV, that's right, the Fox network that hosts the NFL and the big sports and all that kind of good stuff.
not FX Cable, not Fuel TV, not some website. We're talking about Fox TV. Nate Diaz, the brother of Nick Diaz, 15-7, takes on Jim Miller in the main event. And I think both these fighters are starving for adulation and stardom, and I think that's going to make the fight. What's going to happen here?
It's going to be one of two things. Either Miller is going to have a tough time getting Diaz to the ground, and he's going to lose. Probably not by knockout, but by decision, just by because he's simply not quick enough standing for Diaz. If he gets it to the ground, I don't see him submitting Diaz. I see this one having a really good chance of going to the decision. And in the end of the day, I think it's going to be a conditioning game. Whoever is in the best condition is going to win, and I don't know who that's going to be. Diaz is always in great condition. I've never seen Miller get tired. So it's a tough fight. Miller's got the better record. He's beaten better people. So in that sense, you would consider him a favorite. But when I watch how the guys match up, I see Diaz having a very good shot at winning.
The suicide blonde, what I mean by suicide blonde is his hair is dyed by his own hands, much like the old wrestling days. Josh Koscheck is going to be on tonight's card, and you think he's taking on Johnny Hendricks here. Hendricks is a once-beaten fighter. Koscheck, pundits are saying he's on the decline because of his age. Is he?
Well, I don't know if it's the age thing, but the deal with Koscheck's last fight, he looked really bad. And there's a number of reasons, I think, that, you know, he wasn't happy where his training was and everything. This will be Koscheck's first fight away from AKA. And he said some bad things about AKA, so it's put up or shut up. You know, like, if they were such a bad place to train, you know, then hopefully he looks a lot better in this fight than he did in his last fight. Hendricks is going to be tough for him. Hendricks is equal wrestler to him and probably a little bit better as a wrestler. Stand-up wise, Koscheck has a lot more experience in the stand-up game. Again, he's been training at it longer, but Hendricks does have knockout power, as does Koscheck. I expect that this is going to be one of two things. It's either going to be two guys doing a wrestling match and neutralizing each other and not doing much, and maybe like a takedown here or there winning it, which would go to Hendricks, as I would favor, or it'll be a stand-up fight, in which case Koscheck should win if he stays disciplined. I mean, like, the thing with Koscheck from talking to guys is that his stand-up in the gym when he's hitting pads and things like that is excellent. But when he's in a fight, he kind of turns it into a brawl and kind of loses his focus. Mm-hmm. And in a fight like this with a guy with heavy hands who can counter him, he could get knocked out if he's not disciplined with his stand-up.
Okay, last question for Dave Meltzer. I had both these guys on last week's show. They didn't want to appear together, so they appeared separately. LeVar Johnson, I think he's 16-5, and Pat Barry, 7-4. Pat Barry's a great guest. LeVar Johnson was a pretty good guest as well. LeVar Johnson has 14 first-round knockouts. The guy can punch, I guess, huh?
That sounds right. LeVar Johnson's fights, he either wins in the first round or he loses the fight. That's kind of the book on him. And I think this fight is probably going to be a first-round knockout one way or the other. And Johnson is a big guy who's a hard hitter. He's much taller than Barry. Barry's got the great leg kicks. And if he can get that leg kick game going early and take out Johnson's legs, he's not going to have the power and the punches, and Barry will then finish him. Probably in the first or second round. So I expect a knockout, and I expect it pretty quick, and I actually do think that it will be a pretty entertaining fight.
You are a knockout, sir. Each and every time I have you on the show, I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, folks. If you want to check out the Wrestling Observer newsletter, you want to check out the Wrestling Observer website, go to WrestlingObserver.com, and Dave Meltzer will hook you up. I thank you so much for your time, sir. All the best to you, and peace and respect.
Okay, thanks, Pedro.
The great Dave Meltzer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, 1 p.m. Facebook today, Pacific time, is when UFC on Fox starts.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250 $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strap.
Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. And it is all over. Standing.
Today's UFC. My boy is harmonizing here, the mighty Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. The Facebook fights start today. The UFC card starts at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fights that will be on Facebook and Fuel TV combined. That will lead up to the 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time start of the UFC card on Fox TV, of course, in the main event. Nate Diaz, I mean, what can I say? Nick's brother? Great shape. Take it on Jim Miller. I'm going to go with the Diaz brother here. I don't think anybody's going to beat the conditioning of Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz. Both these guys are like triathlete type of guys. So the bottom line is I'm going with Diaz in the main event. Of course, Josh Koscheck on the card as well. And there'd be some great fights on this card. So I really want you to tune into this fight card tonight on Fox TV. You don't have to pay for it. It's not on pay-per-view. You'll be entertained. And you know what? At the end of the day, you'll say to yourself, you know what? Those were some pretty darn good fights. They were, and there will be some pretty darn good fights because Dana White's laying his matchmaking on the line here tonight on Fox TV. Fox, of course, this is their third show. They signed a $10 million, $100 million deal with Fox TV. So the bottom line is they've got to deliver, and I think this card tonight will deliver. I don't know if it'll deliver in ratings, but I think it will deliver as far as product and entertainment is concerned. And, of course, tonight, Mayweather and Cotto, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time on pay-per-view. So if you want to watch the UFC fights, you can, like, watch them until the end. And then in the main event, Cotto and Mayweather comes on about 8:15 or 8:30, so you can watch both cards without a DVR. Until next week, take that back. Until tomorrow, Sunday, there'll be a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll cover both the boxing and MMA wrap-up right here on the Esports Byline Network. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Thank you so much, Scott. Peace and respect. Hey!